Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Rengineering YouTube and podcast. My name is Paul, I'm your host, quite often joined by friends, and this podcast is all about the Porsche lifestyle. Whether it's waffle, just me and friends chatting away, mostly about rubbish, or it's the Ren 550 build, or the heritage stuff, which is all about Porsche from the very early days to right where we are now, or it's the tech talks with industry experts breaking down and myth-busting all the stuff that people think is true, but is definitely not. I hope you enjoy the episode. So welcome back to the channel, welcome back to wherever you're listening to this, actually. So I'm not sure, but I think it's Spotify's generally the most listened to podcast platform, but wherever you are, I hope you're having a good time. So this is part two of the Flat Six special. The first episode was pretty much just me catching up with some people at the show. And I think I mentioned in the previous episode that I had with me my lovely, I absolutely adore the guy, Barry. He's an older gentleman. He's quite softly spoken, but he's got very particular views about what he likes and doesn't like in terms of cars. So some of it's his reflections on his stuff when he was younger, and some sort of some bits of anecdotes and things like that. But some of it's just absolutely slating and roasting cars. So I thought it'd be, take it with good humour, right? Because it's not meant to be actually unfair to anyone, but it is funny to listen to when you get someone that's got very different views to your own. We also bumped into a couple of people that had an incredible car, incredible cars and incredible stories to go with them. So there's that stuff in there as well. Before I get into the actual episode, the meat of it, then I probably should mention about Festival of Speed, as that is going on right now. And I feel very sorry because it's the Saturday and lots of people should be at FOSS today. For those of you that aren't in the UK, we have probably the biggest car festival of the year, and it's at Goodwood Circuit in West Sussex. It's West Sussex, not Hampshire, and I mentioned Hampshire last week. And very sadly, the weather over here, as you can imagine, is pretty unpredictable at times, even in summer, and I think probably the climate change is having an impact as well. So weather events are, you know, more spiky and less predictable. And that really manifested itself over this weekend. I attended on Thursday and had a great, really great day. Absolutely loved it. Got some really cracking interviews with Gunther Works, with Porsche themselves, talking about the Manti version of the 4RS and the Spider. And I'll save all that stuff for next week. But I do want to sort of give a bit of a shout out to all those people out there that had a ticket for Saturday and no longer can use that ticket. Sunday, I understand, is still going. It's still on. And I just hope that the weather holds out for that. But so if you had a ticket, I feel for you. And hopefully Goodwood will do something to sort of sweeten it for you. The only other thing I'm going to mention really before we get into the episode itself is that this next week I'm on the kind of countdown really, because I'm on my solo Euro trip. So on the 23rd I leave for France, initially staying at Charmes, and then the next day get up at fairly early and head down to Monaco. So I'm really excited about that. I've got an absolute ton of content. I've just been sort of earlier on today, I've just been making sure that I had my drone certification for France sorted out, but also making sure that the toll pass is done, all the stuff you need to drive on the continent, and all that, get that stuff sorted out. So, and then I've I'm going to get the car on the ramps and just make sure it's all good to go. It was best as I can anyway. It was only serviced recently, so it should be fine. But yeah, that's it. So I'm going to hand over to two idiots walking around flat six at Goodwood and basically talking crap in standard waffle style. So anyway, I hope you enjoy the episode.
What are you thinking of the interior, mate, the tweed?
I don't like it at all.
You're not a fan?
No. I'm just thinking that.
Just thinking, oh.
What do you think of it?
It's not for me. No. I don't think it works for the red, but...
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
It's like a man's seat in a sports
car. A sports car. And then, weirdly, right, so the style of this, if you look at my car,
the
old wheels that I got rid of look really similar to this. And this is the if I didn't get the wheels I've got, I was going to do this. So paint my wheels white and have white on black on white.
But I mean, yours looks stunning, but I do like...
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it does look cool.
So it's a 964 with cup wheels.
Yeah,
and then
like
they painted them white. But even things like the... And this is very 90s, like the... Or late 80s, 90s, the white piping around the
seats.
Yes,
it is, isn't it? Yeah. No,
Yeah, that's... Lovely. G64 ECV. Good job, dude.
That's a good car. I'd be very proud of that.
Yeah. But again, this is the thing that's jumping out at me, that everything we've seen so far is the style is totally different car to car.
Yeah.
And none of them are bad. No. You know, everyone's put their own print on. It's like a thumbprint, isn't it? Like everything's different about every single one of them.
Yeah.
Really cool.
I was invited to join the TT Club to an event. Every time I've been invited to go, I've been either going away or I can't make it. But I wouldn't mind just going to see what.
Go along, mate.
What a TT
event would be like. I have no idea what a TT event would be like, but you know, go and enjoy it and meet people and you know. I love this place, like the deco building and stuff.
I love our deco. I love
lovely,
that type
isn't it?
Of building, yeah.
Really cool. And this is all when they run the revival, you can go in there and they've got like an old cinema and stuff that they run in there. And they had loads of last year. They had loads of go-go girls in there, and yeah, it's really cool. That's lovely. So this is like the, you know, when we were watching the track, the cars going on the track. This is like the modern version, like the one generation newer than my car. And they're kind of the GT4, so the 718 GT4, but...
But I'll be just as proud to have that white one over
there. Yeah. Yeah, same. Same. No, lovely. And I think that's a special order paint as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like this racing green.
Yeah, it's like a British racing green. I think it's an Aston Martin colour, this one, but yeah, it's,
yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's got that kind of same colour green, but yeah, really cool.
It is mine.
Is it yours, is it? Right.
Number 1274.
Do you mind if I'm recording? Do you mind if we have a chat? Or, is that right? Yeah, talk me through it. So so I'm guessing it's got Premier panel skills,
so
I'm guessing
Premier
it's been redone.
Premier repainted it in 2017. December it was finished, 17, and full sort of paint off and repaint, but they're Porsche approved garage.
Are they?
So they won the national concours with Porsche in 2016 for all the Porsche dealers, so I said, well, you
so that was your selection criteria?
Yeah, so I said,
like,
you're good enough to do
high
it.
High bar.
They were fabulous.
Good customer journey in terms of
showing
you. Oh,
they're awesome. Yeah. I mean, he sold the business now, Ian, who owned it. In fact, I bumped into him at Porsche Dude, when was it, last weekend, Sam, I think so?
Yeah, it was.
And, He's living life of riding now, but he had the most incredible guys, and that's what they call show paint. So
it's
finished your
glass, isn't it? Yeah.
Apart from the fingerprints and the rain marks on it.
Yeah. I bet the window. I bet that side window's got like loads of the side of people's hands where they've been looking.
Yeah. It does get a bit of that, but it's but you know what? It's great. Go anywhere. You can drive to Europe in it now.
Have you driven to Europe?
No, I haven't. Not recently. I used to spend a lot of time in France, actually.
Did
it? Yeah. So I did drive it a lot in Europe, but these days it's over here.
Amazing.
Of course I can. So yeah, so it's number 1274. It's one of only 62 in white and green.
So my car, right, it's not on the same scale, but it's the white 981.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
And the colour combo is green and white because it's this car is like the my ultimate inspiration, the kind of the dream, if the lottery win, right? This is the lottery win car. So apart from the gold wheels, there's loads of tips of the hat to this.
Well, funny enough, the guy Minty GTS, who you'll probably see over there, he's got all the Le Mans stickers on it. I know him on Twitter. I've just met him today, finally.
Okay, cool.
We talk a lot on Twitter, but that's it. Yeah. And his inspiration for his mint green one came from an earlier 911 in mint green. He goes,
so
I just
cool,
need
isn't
one
it?
In, yeah, I need one.
And if you want a Dahlia car, I'm assuming you don't Dahlia.
I don't Dahlia it, but I do use it. And the reason for that is it's the most perfect, non-perfect RS you'll ever find.
Okay.
So it has a correct 7R crankcase, but it's from 1974 because that's what everybody did. It was an ex-race car.
Right, is it?
Yeah.
Could you pop the boot?
And it was also... had the sunroof cut out of it when it was lightweighted.
Okay.
So the car was down to about under 970 kilos when it was European Group 6 champion in about 1986.
Wow.
German classic touring car champion. Well, not even classic then, of course, German touring car champion. Group 6.
So how did you, talk to me about how you came to find this then, how did it end up in your possession?
We had a very good friend, he was a Porsche dealer, and he was trying to buy three cars in Germany, and this was one of them. And so he couldn't afford all three, but he knew my father. My father said to me, you want a 911, this could be a good one to buy. They were cheap, about £20,000.
No. Yeah.
But 20 grand was more than it is now, of course.
Well, of course, yeah, but... because you've had it refinished and it's...
Yeah, but very subtly. So if you look at it, all the chrome work's still right and original.
Right.
And we did as...
Sort of a sympathetic...
Their guys are so good.
Yeah.
And, in fact, a couple of... It was at Guildford Porsche the other week because they were doing a free vehicle health check and I thought, this will be funny. I was like, go on, then. So I took it down and they ended up thanking me for bringing it down and I was waiting for them to pull it apart because it's Porsche.
Of course.
And basically the guy went, he goes, thanks so much for bringing it. He goes, we never see one of these. Said, there's basically nothing to tell you.
That's incredible.
And then pointed out three little things, one of which was, he goes, you're going to know this one. I said, it drips oil. He goes, yeah. He goes, I could change every seal on that engine.
And it's still drip oil.
And you'll have oil on your driveway. I went, yep. If it doesn't leak oil, it's not a 911.
There you go.
Certainly in the classic world, anyway. So,
amazing.
She's good as gold. She's not as clean as I like it because we came down through some wet weather, but
But hey, how far have you come to get here?
About just over an hour and a quarter.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So.
And what are your thoughts about it?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah? Have you got a favourite thing about the car? Is there anything that you kind of experience you've had or a trip you've been in?
Well, so we were going up to Missile.
Great Missenden, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a biker that came along alongside us and slowed right down, and then he went like that,
yeah.
And then he waved at us, and then he zoomed off.
How good does that make you feel when that happens?
It was really cool.
It is.
We're just doing some of our own business. It's an amazing bike with matching leathers, obviously a real petrol head.
It's
quite a compliment from a bike to get that.
Yeah. You get it from car guys, but.
Like that and just went like that. And then we gave him a wave, and he gave Sam a massive thumbs up.
Nice.
Didn't he? And off we went. So yeah, it was good fun. That was last weekend.
Was it really? Why?
Yeah. So obviously this time of year we do take it out. Winter time,
less
she sits in the garage.
Why would you ruin it?
I just don't want to sort over it, really.
Yeah, totally get that.
Yeah.
So what's the plans for the future? Just keep it in the
collection?
Is it a collection of cars?
I've
or is
got
it?
Another one. I've got a 1968 unique Maserati Ghibli.
Yeah.
The first ever SS. Provenance with that as well. So
right,
for years it was argued, and then we went, well, here's the paperwork.
You're right.
So it was built in April 68, but they didn't launch the SS till 1969. It was built for a very special client of theirs called Dr. Wax of Genova, and he was a personal friend of Enzo Ferrari's, very influential.
Wow.
He was an industrialist. He imported fine goods, leather goods, Johnny Walker, Bacardi, all into Italy.
Sure.
Obviously anybody was anybody, and he wanted to know him, and he wanted to know Ferrari, Maserati guys and all that. So he used to be able to walk into the factory and say, I want that one, but I don't want it like that.
And they'd be like, absolutely fine, no problem at all.
Even in the 60s. So they reckon it was the most expensive Ghibli they ever built. So that's a special thing. And the same guys did that for me afterwards.
Did they?
Once I finished this, I went, okay. They really
you're the guys to
they
have.
They didn't want that car.
They did not want it?
They didn't want that car.
Through
Italian metal.
Yeah. And it's rough,
and
right?
Ian said to me, "It's only because it's you, Giles, and that's why I'm doing it." And right. I thought, "Well, yeah, but that's why I'm paying you loads of money, Ian." So it's swings and roundabouts, but they did an incredible job.
How long do they take? I mean, for both of them, how long did this take to go through?
COVID as well, so went off the end. So this one, I think, was probably in with them for about 6 months. But the Mazda was basically almost a 2-year process in the end, because we had to hand build all the sills because you can't get them.
Wow. And that sheet metal work takes...
What are you trying to do, Sam? So yeah, so you know, I trust.
So that was that the whole of COVID then?
We went in, I'm trying to think, was it about September 2018? I had to wait for the slot because Ian was really sort of like, I don't want to do it. Anyway, so eventually he begrudgingly gave me the slot.
Yeah.
And in it went, and then I think, what was COVID, March 20, wasn't it? Something like that. So it was a long process. I mean, they did about 65 grand worth of bodywork, paint, and then McGrath Maserati, who are the only people, if you've got a classic Mazda, they're the only people to go to in the country, genuinely.
Really? Right.
They had probably about nearly 40 grand worth of mechanical, rebuilt the gearbox because it used to jump out a second.
Right.
Oh, you could get it into second, it had to be warm.
Double the clutch, and those, you have 15 goes and you eventually get
so
it.
So I just said, look, I'm going this far, let's do it. So we did it.
Wow.
I was very lucky. I had a spare gearbox because some of the bits you can't even get.
I bet. So you just hoover them out when you see something.
Yeah, well, they made the best of two.
Wow.
That's what you do. And then there are certain bits you can get, so you put those in as well, and that's how it works. Sam.
What about this one then, in terms of like the duration of time to do the work?
I'm trying to think.
Can I look inside? Is that all right to shoot?
Yeah, help yourself. I think, did I lock it? I don't think I did.
I don't know. I just don't like to ask permission before I do it.
No, I reckon it was probably 6-7 months, something like that.
That's good.
Ish. I'm trying.
You can't replicate that smell, though. Yeah. I know it sounds like a really strange thing to say about a car, but
it's leather and age.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it's like it's been musty, it's dried out, and there's still something lingering. Yeah.
My only, there's a couple of nods to modernity. I have a £7 phone holder on the dashboard, but it's one that doesn't lock it. And that's about it.
Well, it's a credit to you and a credit to the kind of...
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry about the stuff in the back, but we are, after all, travelling. I should have hidden it in the booth.
No, not at all. I think
the bonnet.
It shows the factors used and, you know, these things are... I'll let you shut the door, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
No, thank you. You're very kind. I'm very proud of it.
I bet you are, yeah.
You know, and it's lovely because wherever you go, and if people talk to you, you don't even have to be a car, do you? They just come running up.
How often do you see one?
I've come along.
It's my neighbour Barry.
This is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Barry. Yeah. It's even more of an honour coming from you then, if you're not a car man.
Yeah.
Maybe we can convince you to be a car man.
You will, yeah.
Are you on Instagram or just Twitter?
I'm on
Twitter
at GilesRBL.
GilesRBL.
And I do have an Insta, but I don't really use it.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, I don't put it on Facebook, so.
No. On Twitter. And I guess it's one of those things where you kind of got to be a little careful about how much you show.
Only Twitter, because I've got a lot of Porsche heads that are on it, and I mostly tweet pictures of other people's, or retweet them, people's Porsches. But this appears on there from time to time, including this morning when I was looking for Minty GTS. And I said, so I'm here, where are you?
Giles, it's been an absolute pleasure, my friend. Thanks ever so much for your time.
And
thanks to you as well, mate. Have a lovely day. Take care, guys.
Pleasure.
See you.
That is
pretty special, eh?
Yeah.
And again, like, not that it's all about money, of course it's not, but I don't even know what the market is, like 356s at the moment, but yeah, and a quarter of a million quid, something like that, I guess. Yeah. But you could kind of understand it with something like that. It's the newest stuff when it's a load of money, and you're like, well, it's either a supercar, like brand new supercar, or it's ancient and it's had like loads of restoration work, or it's like that. The white 911 we saw, and it's an ex-race car, and it's been...
Isn't that great to have that history, though?
Yeah. And you know, and it's won races, and you know, it's amazing, mate. You've been really taken by these little 914s, mate. I mean, this is a wide body 9146. It's got that kind of same, like a character, like it's going to come to life and. But they're different back wheels to front wheels things, a nod to, there's a ST, so a model that, of 911 they made, and they did it on the, so Porsche did it from a factory, different back wheels to front wheels. Yeah. And I think this, I don't think this car ever came like that, but they've obviously kind of looked at that style and thought, I really want like a difference, and I think it is, looks fantastic. It's a really nice finished car as well. Like the, again, the paint, people, I don't know where they're going for paint, but they're, it, I mean, it's like glass. And you got more of a Survivor, so this is, you can see there's a little bit of rust in the top, and, you know, there's patches of paint that are kind of lifting and stuff, and, but this
I
is...
I would imagine there must be massive money for
this. Oh, huge amounts of money, mate. So there's a guy that I know reasonably well, Tom, and he's a big YouTuber, he's got a few million people following him and stuff, and he's got a old, you know, like that white 911 we saw a minute ago, that era, and he thought he bought a good car, and then finally dropped it off to a body shop called Rint, who do restoration work, and they said it's a complete basket case and it needed like a ground up rebuild, and then he showed some pictures of it the other day, and it's literally was a frame and that was it.
Yeah.
You're about to remake all the metalwork for the whole car. So that, not nice as this car is, the fact that you can see bits of rust. If you started picking at that scab, you would end up with like, yeah, it'd be a... And that's not to say that it's like, sometimes you almost want to get to this point with a car and go, I know it probably needs a shit ton of work, but I can still drive it like it is now. And I can enjoy it for what it is. And if you do too much more, you're going to be down that rabbit hole and then you probably won't see it for a year. I got a real soft spot for these things. I think they're brilliant. Yeah, definitely.
What's that? How do they wrap cars these days? Do people put these wraps on? Because I don't know they've been wrapped. Someone will tell me. You can see.
Yeah, because the paint, like paints, for example, especially if it's done really well, like that green car. The paint's like glass, it's beautiful. When cars are wrapped, they've got this kind of plasticky look to it. And you can see it doesn't look completely flat and the reflection doesn't ever look that great.
Right, yeah.
That's typically the, or if you look at the door shuts, so where you open the door, they might not do the entire car, they might only do up to the door shut.
Right.
Yeah, say again, mate. So you
what? I like it.
Yeah.
From this curve here should come down.
Yeah.
This should be on here. That should be the narrow, like almost a narrower.
Okay.
Front.
That's probably why you like the cam car, because it's like the 912 body shape has got that kind of like, it curves back on itself.
Yes,
it's got like
yeah.
a real, and this is like,
this, that feels like
more of a body kit add-on.
Yeah, that looks like a kit add-on to me.
Which is not, it's like it's, it, I mean it is for this car, but it's a Porsche part, but it's like a later Porsche part.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting, there you go. What, another bright colour, mate, what do you think?
I like it.
So 901.1 GTS. In Riviera blue, I think, or Mariner blue, something like that. Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, that was parked. You couldn't walk past that.
No, God no. That's the interesting thing, isn't it? Like, again, that's box, that's as Porsche made it.
Yeah.
Someone specified that colour and those wheels and...
Yeah, but that's fine, it still does its job.
Totally, yeah. And silver wheels. You know, I think if someone put black wheels on it, it would not look very good.
No, you're right.
And all of this stuff, it's all kind of the careful choices you make about what you're going to buy. And like, there's the whole thing about, yeah, this is going to blow your mind, right? Won't blow your mind, but the rear windscreen wiper.
Yeah.
Most people are like, get rid of it. But it's a Porsche heritage thing to have a windscreen wiper on the back of a car.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
So the people that, I always look at cars that have got a rear wiper on them, like, especially if it's not so much like an old one, because they all did, but if someone's got a modern car and they've spec'd a wiper, I'm like, there's a good tip to the history books, right? Yeah, most people are like, oh, get rid of it. But I bet this car had black wheels originally because it got black tips, black.
Yeah.
And I think it probably would have done. It would have had black wheels, and it would have looked. It wouldn't have looked bad, but it wouldn't look as good as it does with silver wheels, I don't think. So good job, whoever does that. This guy, Dave the Trimmer, his job is interior retrims.
Right.
So I'll have a look in a sec, but his like whole business is about like making interiors better, basically. And there's that pink one that's kind of near the front that you weren't so keen on. This is kind of a similar sort of styling choice, so really low, huge wheels.
Yeah.
I really like this, I think it's really cool. Let's have a look at what he's done on the interior, seeing as though he's had, can do anything, because he's, everything's trimmed in Alcantara.
Yeah,
I like the door card armrests. You know, the ones that's got holes all the way down it. I think that's a custom part, and it looks brilliant for it.
Yeah, it does. But I can't say that I like the dash and the material used.
You're not a fan?
No, not at all.
Why is that, mate?
Why? It looks like something my granny would have found.
I'm going to agree to disagree. I like it, but there you go. Dave the Trimmer, mate, you did a great job. Lovely. And you've not had it long, I don't think, either. So, yeah. I would happily come and spend a bit of time learning about what you did with this and how quickly you've done it, because it's been not long at all. Good job, dude. I mean, I'm thinking that the title for it is 70-year-old Slates Cars.
Yeah.
Love it. What do you think, mate? So, brand spanking new GT3 RS. In white with gold wheels, so you can't criticize the color or the wheel color, because you'll have to walk home if you do that. But
no, it's a lovely car ruined by the spoiler.
What about the spoiler, mate? What's wrong with the spoiler?
Well, I think the lines are fabulous on the car, and then that thing just sticks out of nowhere.
You can get a, not for an RS, but you can get a GT3 that's a touring, right? So they, and it's less wings.
Yeah.
So it's kind of similar style, but less wings. So maybe you're a touring fan.
Maybe, yeah.
But not a wing fan, clearly. Does that go for all cars you've seen? You're not a fan of the wings, or has there been certain wings you've thought, oh, that works all right? What about these two here, mate? They've got, you got the whale tails from the 80s. Well, what do you think about those?
Because that looks like an 80s car, so yeah. They would do. It looks like it belongs to the car.
Right, okay.
Whereas this looks like it's been put on as an afterthought.
Oh dear. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. GC3 RS, wings an afterthought. I'll let Porsche know.
This is from an Audi TT, man.
Love it. So you weren't out of the two cars, mate, the cam car that was next to it, which is now an empty spot, and this is the one you weren't a fan of. Are you still not a fan now the other one's gone?
Well, yeah, I am with the car.
But the front end again, right?
The front end puts me off completely, because again it looks like it's been put on as an afterthought.
Right.
So it doesn't naturally flow.
I think it's freaking awesome, this car.
The car is.
Yeah, I think it's mega. And these wheels, like, these wheels were there's a company called Augment that do these, and they are, you've got to wait a long time, and they're a lot of money, but
are they?
Yeah, yeah. because they're all custom ordered. So
looking at that car now, I think that's stunning.
Yeah.
This is what I pull.
What's that, mate? 914.
Don't think I've seen that.
No, came out in the 70s. And it was, so the 912, which looked like a 911, they stopped making those, but they wanted a budget car that you could buy that was still a Porsche. It was developed by VW, and then Porsche decided to keep it for themselves and then release it as a Porsche. But and they went really unloved for years and years and years. And then probably in the last 10 years, I reckon, they suddenly kind of picked up and got kind of more popular again, but they went years for that without really being noticed, I reckon.
It's just so different.
It's cool, isn't it? And they're still cheap. They're still relatively cheap.
Are they?
Yeah. As a project, you could probably buy one for $4,000 or $5,000, I guess. That needs a load of work. Yeah, I reckon. It won't look like that. And that the fact it's got EV written on the side, I'm guessing it's got an electric engine in it, but. Yeah, this has all been converted to electric. So, I mean, why not? You know, it's a fun little thing. They're not worth, because they're not worth a huge amount of money. It's the perfect little car to have a go at it in terms of turning it into something else. And the guy's done a nice job. It's like the interior is lovely, you know. And they're pretty. Like basic, I reckon, inside, if a standard one is, yeah, but they've, you know, the seats are really nicely trimmed in leather, the dash is nicely done. You got, like, you see, you got little cameras for side. That's all taken from a, all the idea, I'm pretty sure, is taken from a Honda. It's this little Honda runaround city car. But no, it's really cool. They've done a really lovely job of that. And you got another one behind you. This had like a graffiti car, which I think looks really cool as well. Totally different, but. I could see you driving that, mate.
You know what?
I could see you driving that. Look at it. Falling out the side of the car, dragging yourself along.
I could see that. I appreciate it.
As a piece of art?
As a piece of art.
Yeah.
But it's not something I would...
Yeah, I get that.
I really, really...
You like the little EV version then? Yeah, there you go.
Just going to show you, spend $250,000 on a car, which I like, that's beautiful.
Mm.
I like that.
You like the little...
There you go.
There you go, mate. You're definitely a... That's exactly what Porsche is about, is looking at stuff in... for what it's worth individually and not kind of looking at how much it costs. So the green car, I was chatting to those guys last night, yesterday, a company called CAM. So I'd like to try and find them at some point. And I think the guy that owns the black one next to it, which is bloody lovely to be fair, owns a company called Harris Classics. And that car's had a lot of development time into it, and it shows. It's really nice.
But I disagree with you.
Really?
I don't like it.
What do you not like about it, mate?
I don't like the front bump. I just don't like it. I love that.
Yeah. How interesting. Because if you look at look at the front of the bonnet, right? You see the lines that come down.
Yeah.
That gives you an indication that they're really similar in terms of the, you know, you can swap all the body panels between the two cars.
Yeah,
you can tell that they're very similar, right?
That there, with the way it comes down, that car looks like it should look. That to me looks like someone's just plonked something on the front of it.
And weirdly, right, everything he's done is out of a Porsche catalogue.
Is it?
It's like you could buy a car that looks really similar to that. And he's kind of changed a few bits, but you could basically buy that car new anyway. But it's really subtle, the differences. So you could buy that car in the 60s, the green one, or like that's not, because it's been highly modified, and you could buy that car in the 90s. So, but they use the same body all the way through those, from the 60s to the 90s. I think they're both great. They're both very individual, but they're both great.
I have to agree though.
And if you come and have a look at it, it's all carbon fibre. So it's not even metal. The bodywork's not metal. You see that because they've got these like reliefs in the wings where it's been painted.
Oh yeah.
So this is all kind of the whole car is carbon fibre. And yeah, these guys do an amazing job.
Oh yeah, Matt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my favourite.
This one.
That one down there.
It's a Barry's car of the day so far. Is the CAM manufacturer 912. It's even this, right? This is for me is where it really shows. You've got like the engine sat as far into the bulkhead as possible to get the weight over the wheels. It's all, you can see like the interior of it's all carbon fiber. They've done such, I mean, you can tell the shell's not, the underneath the frame isn't, but all the body panels associated around it are all carbon fiber. They've just nailed that.
So this completely rebuilt?
Yeah, like nothing. They'll have to have like the basic structure of the car to get a V5 and get it registered. But everything else on the car will be just ground up rebuilt, including the engines. It's got throttle bodies and, you know, like these big trumpet things and the air filters and stuff. All of this is completely rebuilt from scratch. So
what are they?
So you know when you pop your bonnet, you've got an air filter. And with this car, you've got, it sits flat. That's why it's called flat six or flat four. This is four cylinder. And they sit horizontally opposed. So the cylinders are doing this, basically.
Yeah.
Which is why you've got the, and then you've got the inlet. So each side, because obviously it sits opposite each other like that. You've got these, each one of those feeds a cylinder. Now what you'd normally have is, on this age of car, carburettors, old school carburettors that you'd have on the like 60s cars you were talking about earlier on. This has been converted to fuel injection, which is where you can see this fuel rail and the injectors. And that injects fuel directly into that tube, basically. And then you've got the air, so the air comes down there through that filter into those tubes, and then you've got air, fuel, and then there's like a, see this unit here that'll meter the amount of fuel and stuff goes into it, and then you'll have all that connected to a big brain, basically an engine brain, that'll kind of manage it side to side and between each bank. So across banks and then individually each port, and you get a lot more power from doing that than you if you ran carbs. So probably did a crappy job explaining that then, mate, but yeah, this is definitely up there for me. And really cool little bit of kit. Yeah. I think this company's in Hungary. They're not a British company.
It's funny how certain you can walk past someone you don't really see them, but some just stops you.
It's funny, isn't it? White, and I think this is what I get with my car. White doesn't really catch anyone's eye because we just walk past that. It's a lovely 997 GT3, and yet you just, and it's. Yeah, brilliant car, and just walk on past it because it's nothing jumps at you, does it?
But if you was on the road,
oh, you'd be like, oh, that's bloody amazing, yeah. And I get it when I parked in a show like this. My car doesn't attract a huge amount of attention, but if I'm driving through a little town or something like that, I get everybody looking at it.
Yeah. Do I like that colour or do I not?
What, mint green?
Do I like it?
Do you, well, you tell me, mate. Do you like it? The jury's out.
I don't know whether I really like it or really.
I think it looks fantastic. I think it's one of the few cars that black wheels works on. Yeah. This is a 991.1
I like
GTS
like
in mint green.
I like funky colours.
So why, if you like funky colours, I can see you in that, mate. Yeah, I think you'd drive past the window and be like, bloody hell.
Yeah, I think you would. If someone saw you in that, they would.
And it does, it's amazing, isn't it? You could have that car in and in white and it'd be like, yeah, it's nice. It's nice. But this is why this would have been a PTS colour. So it would have been a carver, you'd have had to select the colour from the factory and paid extra for the colour. Right, yeah. So there's way less of these because not that many people wanted to spend 2,000-3,000 quid extra to buy a colour. Yeah. Most people just picked off a char and were like, that's fine, right? But the cars that have the PTS colours, they're worth a load more.
You certainly would be noticed, wouldn't you? If you drove that through a little village, everybody would look at you.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not. Even if you're having a bad day and you don't want anyone to notice you, tough shit, you're going to get people looking at you. And I'm guessing all the stickers all over it. So when you went to Le Mans recently.
Yeah. But
very cool. What about similar style wheels to that one over there, but red? Red on red, mate. What do you think? This is a red 99964. With red BBS wheels, mate. E88s. Do you like it? Yeah, it works. That looks like a track car, though. If you've got the roll cage in the back and the bucket seats and stuff. So for that, I think it works for that. And going back to that same thing again, this body shape that is through like 50 years of development. Right, that's a lie, 40 years of development. Like that's a modern version of it. And then you've got that, which is like an older one. Yeah. And look how much, like stylistically, the difference between the two is crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
The one next to it's a... But I think that's a resto mod, to be fair. And it's a really nicely done car, though. That's you. That's the sort of thing that you have in the garage, you don't tell anybody about, and then your kids come, like, you know, your nephew, your niece comes round, and you open the garage and they're like, bloody hell. Yeah. It looks like jewellery, doesn't it? Yeah. And black paint's so hard to get right.
Yes. It just looks, I don't know what it does, it's just probably because it is so.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Lovely.
Yeah, great job. So the person with the 911T 2.4 HVG 691L. I think this actually might be a Porsche. It's got Porsche Museum as a plate surround. I think that might be a Porsche factory build. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, I may be wrong.
Yeah.
But that might well be that. Because the T was the most sort of basic version out there. It's like really stripped out, not really any interior trim bits, just really basic. The kind of lightest version of the car. And this has got those wide wheels again. And
yeah.
So yeah, it's I'm not sure whether it's a, yeah, not sure. Nice though, lovely. '996 turbo. Again, I think this is either been a repaint or it's a factory colour that's off. And actually, you know, I was saying about these PTS colours, you can buy a colour off a colour chart that's like much bigger than the normal ones. This has either been someone's had the car painted to their choice of colour, or it's very rare to find a car that has like. Because PTS back in the day wasn't that popular. Now, lots of people would buy it, but. In the early 2000s, when these first came out, it was quite rare that people bought odd colours because everyone was happy with white, black, red, silver. You know, those are the standard Porsche colours. So one MXC, I don't know who you are, but that was a lovely choice.
You like that colour, do
you? Yeah, I think the colour's great. Again, it's like that, you know, the green Cayman, the one that's on the floor. It's kind of that same palette, right? It's that kind of muted.
Yeah.
And I think it works really well. This is the daddy, mate. This is the one of the newer ones. So GT3 RS.
That looks like someone who just wants to show off.
Yeah, it'd suit you. Yeah, it's, I mean, that's super quick, right? So that's basically built, it's not really built as a road car, that's built to be here doing track days, going lap after lap after lap, so. And you can tell, can't you? Because it just, it's all wings and.
Silver is pretty boring, isn't it?
It's a funny colour. Again, I think on its own, on green, like it doesn't help with this colour ground makes it look washed out. Yeah. But if you have it like it, if you park silver on grass with some contrast colours, it pops. But again, like when you've got a load of other really, you know, you've got bright green and bright blue, silver does disappear at that point. But
is this the tent?
Yeah, this is the tent. Yeah, this is the 981 Spider tent. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's fine. You could drive around with it, but it's not ideal because it's noisier and so, yeah, but. And those are the wheels that I put on my car off this.
Are they?
Hmm. There you go. The pink, the dusty pink one. I don't know what. I think that was a, because it's an 80s car, right? So I think it's an 80s 911. I think it's a Carrera with a wing, basically. So it's like not the super quick one, but the 80s are all about extravagance and showing off and the yuppie movement and all that stuff. And I think that was part of it, right? Somebody was like, I'm going to show off with my 911 and buy a pink one. Then you got the black next to it, which is like the, again, standard Porsche palette.
Yeah.
Black, silver, white, red. But that was, that would have been a shit ton of extra money to pay for that.
Here it comes. Think we're getting to have a coffee quickly.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Barry and I certainly did. We had a great time wandering around together, checking out all the cars. It's interesting that he really loved the 914 shape. Yeah, those things have gone unloved for too long. So it's nice to see, a good representation at flat six of the 914 and 9146 in all states, you know, survivor cars, graffiti cars, you know, a wide body ST style thing, and some, you know, really just nicely restored ones. So I've certainly definitely got a little passion for them there. If you haven't already, then head over to Instagram. We're at Rengineering UK on Instagram, at Rengineering on Facebook, Rengineering on YouTube, and TikTok. It still makes me shudder that I have to say that. Also on Thread now as well, so pretty much everywhere you can find someone on social media, I'm, you know, we're there somewhere. Next week we'll be back with Nick. Nick and I are going to be walking around Goodwood Festival of Speed, and we'll give you some of the lowdown on what we saw there. Had a great time, as I said, it was on the Thursday. Otherwise it'll be me prepping to go away for this Europe trip, and I've got an absolute mountain to get through for that, but I'm really excited about the footage that's going to be coming back from the drone stuff and yeah, everything. I'll share more about that trip as well in the next coming episodes. Hope you have a good week, and I'll take care and see you soon. Goodbye for now. This podcast is all about the Porsche lifestyle, whether it's waffle, Ren, I don't even know what the podcast's about now.